Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A big victory for free speech on California state campuses. This is regarding the censorship that often occurs on these college campuses. Well, now in this case, there is a great victory to talk about. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, there is a decision that just recently came out with regards to a campus policy. This comes from the California state campuses. Now, the California state campuses applies to all of the California state campuses under that particular jurisdiction. In this particular case, it's the specific college or university, San Marcos, California State University at San Marcos. But the policy decision here is going to apply, Matt, to all of these different schools around that particular state related to the California state campus system. And here's what we have. The university officials, they allocate funding unequally, and they favor some groups over others. Now, these are student fees, typically, that we're talking about. The chancellor had ordered all the other 23 campuses, so there's 23 under the California state campus system, in the university to modify their policies to require viewpoint-neutral allocation of student funds. That's as a result of this lawsuit. But before, the 23 campuses were actually censoring particular viewpoints, be it religious or conservative or pro-life. And in this particular case, it was a pro-life censorship on the college campus.
Yeah. And you know, California, the home of Berkeley University, which has always been considered a free speech zone. Yet California is trying to restrict and quash speech that they don't want to hear. Well, this is a tremendous victory for free speech. I remember when, you know, in the 60s and so forth, it was the left that were big proponents of free speech, but now they want to shut down all dissent to their postmodern views and shut down any speech on these college campuses. It's a tragedy.
You know, kudos to this young man, Nathan. He's a president of the campus chapter of Students for Life, which is a pro-life club. And he started investigating, you know, because the students are required to contribute to a student activity fund, and he was noticing that it was unequally distributed. So the university was allocating nearly $300,000 going to the Gender Equity Center, which is LGBTQ, whatever, Pride Center, and only $6,000 to all the other 100 student groups combined.
Combined, yeah.
That's so crazy.
So you can $300,000 to one particular center, the Gender Equality Center for the LGBTQA Pride Center. $6,000 for all the 100 other student groups combined. And so the Students for Life, all they asked for is a paltry $500. They had a speaker coming to campus.
Right.
They just asked for $500. $500, that's all they need. Obviously, they're going to need more, but that's all they asked for. And they were denied. So Nathan, who was the president at the time of the campus chapter of Students for Life, looked into it, and he began to find exactly, Holly, what you're talking about. And that, in fact, they were giving money 57 times more in student fees to the LGBTQA Pride Center than any of the other 100 groups combined.
And so they gave $300,000 to the LGBTQA center, and they wouldn't even give $500.
Yeah. And each student group is limited to 500 per semester, but yet this LGBT group is getting 57 times more than the other groups combined.
Yeah, so talk about disparate treatment, discriminatory treatment.
Unconstitutional.
You know, when I was in law school at the University of Kentucky, and Anita was in the University of Kentucky, we founded an organization called Campus Right to Life. And it was a student organization, and we were allowed back then to have access to the different student forums, whether it be certain places to post your information, We could reserve certain places for our speakers or for our regular meetings. We could also apply for some small few hundred bucks just like this to help offset some of the cost of a speaker. We weren't discriminated against back then by the school. When we put up posters, we had some professors, even in the law school, and others that discriminated against us by ripping down our posters or putting coat hangers on our posters. But we were able to have the largest gathering of a non-governmental student organization in that whole academic year because we had a small group that were very active, and we brought a very good speaker who was formerly involved in doing abortions and ultimately changed her mind and became a Christian. So these student organizations have a very powerful opportunity to share a good message, whether they're Christian organizations that are focused on Christian teachings and evangelism, or whether they're pro-life organizations like the pro-life groups or political organizations. They have a great opportunity to be able to share a message on college campuses. And what you see happening, you mentioned that Berkeley has been known as the center of free speech, but that's history, past history. It has become the center for censorship of conservative, pro-life, and religious speech, and they allow everything else, but not that kind of speech. And so these kinds of policies and actions are now being continually challenged around the country, and this is a good ultimate decision and a result here. In fact, in this particular case, the campus San Marcos had to pay over $240,000 in damages and fees. $240,000. So that basically wipes out their student fee that they were gathering. It was a constitutional decision that they paid for.
They'll figure out somewhere else to get it to at least pay, you know, their $330,000 to the LGBTQ club. I mean, you know, that maybe they'll fire a conservative professor or something to pay for it.
Yeah, there's been also a lawsuit at the San Francisco State University. The College Republicans filed a lawsuit challenging the campus speech code that required students to be civil to one another, which was being used to silence certain viewpoints out of disagreement with the viewpoints. California State University system also agreed to do away with the problematic restrictions on student speech. At Fresno State University, students chalk messages. You know what they do, where they get on the sidewalk and they chalk messages. And some of these schools will allow you to go and chalk your message on the sidewalk. The chalk messages were erased by a professor, and the students he recruited were from his own class. So the professor actually took his students from his class, took them out after the students chalked messages. In that case, it was pro-life messages. And the professor and the students from the class erased them all. And so there was a challenge to that, also a lawsuit. And finally, they had to pay $28,000 in damages and fees because of their First Amendment violation. And they also had to go through some First Amendment training as a result of their censorship.
Or what about in 2016? This is not the first time CSU has done something like this. The campus in LA invited one of the groups, Young Americans for Freedom, invited Ben Shapiro to come talk about, of all things, how speech is being censored on campus. University officials tried to stop him, first of all, by charging a high security fee, and then they outright canceled the event.
University of Central Florida, I recently heard, is having Ben Shapiro there. It's the second largest campus in the country, right there in the Orlando, Central Florida area. And they're inviting, a student club invited Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
And the LGBTQ club and the Democratic student club have attempted to force the school to cancel Ben Shapiro. You know, where is all this free speech? You know, free speech.
Tolerance, right?
Tolerance. It's not there. It's only tolerance for viewpoints that they agree with. But that's not free speech.
Tolerance for me, not for thee. Yep.
And it's the First Amendment that says, you know, you get to have a wide variety of speech. The marketplace of ideas is where different viewpoints ought to be able to be expressed.
And especially on college campuses.
Yeah, that's what these students are being taught through these actions, you know.
Well, continue to pray for these students and these campus policies and some of our cases. You can go to Liberty Counsel website, lc.org. That's lc.org. If you see situations in your area on college campuses, whether you're directly involved or not, let us know. You can send us an email at liberty@lc.org. That's liberty@lc.org. Help to be our eyes, our sentinels, if you will, on the ground, and keep us involved with what's happening in your community or around the country. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.